This is VOA News via remote. I'm Dominic. After refusing to commit to a peaceful transfer of power if he loses the election, U.S. President Donald Trump says that he is not sure the election can be honest. AP's Ed Donahue.
The president said it's a scam.
Unsolicited ballots. There are unsolicited millions being sent to everybody.
He told reporters if America votes this way, it can't be honest.
They found, I understand, 8 ballots in a waste paper basket in some location. They found, it was reported in one of the newspapers that they found a lot of ballots in a river.
On Capitol Hill, FBI Director Christopher Wray says there is no history of a coordinated voter fraud effort for a national election.
Whether it's by mail or otherwise.
Wray says to change the outcome at that scale
would be a major challenge for an adversary. But people should make no mistake, we're vigilant.
Ray says voter fraud is on their radar. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Activists in Louisville, Kentucky, and other U.S. cities have been out again chanting Breonna Taylor's name and marching for a second night after a decision not to charge officers with killing the black woman. A police in riot gear blocked roads Thursday night, but they did keep their distance as the crowd streamed through the streets in Taylor's hometown. Protesters also gathered in cities like Philadelphia and Rochester, New York. More than 3.5 years into his presidency and 40 days from an election, President Trump is launching what each term a vision for health on health care heavy on unfulfilled aspirations. Mr. Trump spoke Thursday at an airport hangar in a swing state, North Carolina, to a crowd that includes white-coated, mask-wearing healthcare workers. He signed an executive order covering a range of issues, including protecting people with pre-existing medical conditions. This is VOA News. China, Russia, and the United States have now clashed at the United Nations. This is over the responsibility for the coronavirus pandemic. They traded allegations about who mishandled and politicized the virus in one of the few real-time exchanges among top officials at this year's COVID distance UN General Assembly meeting. The sharp exchanges reflect the deep divisions among the three veto-wielding council members. Those disputes have escalated since the virus first emerged in the Chinese city of Wuhan. The remarks at the Council came just after UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres criticized the lack of international cooperation in tackling the out-of-control coronavirus. And globally, there are more than 981,000 people who have died from COVID-19, while there are more than 32.1 million confirmed infections worldwide. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports that scientists continue to scramble to develop a vaccine that will protect the public from a pandemic that has already killed nearly 1 million people worldwide.
AstraZeneca CEO Pascal Soriot and Paul Stoffels, chief scientific officer of Johnson & Johnson, say that they recognize the coronavirus emergency demands increased transparency from vaccine developers to ensure the public has faith in the end product. They stress, however, that there are limits to the information they can release because they must protect patient confidentiality and the integrity of their scientific research. Soriot says ultimately the public will have to trust regulators around the world and the independent experts that oversee drug trials. Sarah Shackley, London.
Prominent Hong Kong activist Joshua Wong was arrested Thursday for taking part in a protest at the height of the city's pro-democracy unrest last year, but he vowed to continue resisting China's crackdown on dissent. He was arrested for unlawfully assembling over a 2019 demonstration against a government ban on face masks that was imposed before the coronavirus pandemic. The arrest of the territory's most high-profile dissident is the latest in a string of arrests for government critics, and comes after China imposed a sweeping new national security law on Hong Kong in late June. Rio de Janeiro has delayed its annual carnival parade, saying that the global spectacle cannot go ahead in February because of Brazil's continued vulnerability to the coronavirus pandemic. President of Rio's League of Samba Schools was announcing that the spread of the coronavirus has made it impossible to safely hold the traditional parades that are a cultural mainstay and for many a source of livelihood. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.